Radio City Sport.
With Hampson Hughes Solicitors, supporting you through your personal injury claim. Text 660.
The Radio City Sport Everton Matchbook. Pre-match.
We know the talent that we have. We know that we're looking forward to the challenge ahead. We got 11 games that we want to treat as real important finals and help our group to develop. And I do feel that getting through this period probably is going to be a bit more beneficial over the course of the future seasons in seeing young players developing and young players learning from a tough experience.
A very warm welcome from inside a loud and pretty noisy Britannia Stadium. Not one of Everton's favourite venues by any stretch of the imagination, but the Blues must dig in and dig deep tonight as they look to secure what would be only their second league victory from the last 12 matches, and 3 points that would go an awful long way to just easing the nerves somewhat amongst Evertonians. By contrast, Stoke are fairly buoyant, losing only 3 of their last 13, and they are looking for a third successive Premier League win for the first time this season. Team News sees changes from both sides' weekend matches. Everton making 3 from the 2-0 defeat at Arsenal. Besic, Barkley and Morales all drop to the bench. Lennon, Naismith and Gibson start. Howard in goal. He turns 36 on Friday. The American international looking for a clean sheet tonight. Coleman, Stones, Jagielka and Garbutt across the back. McCarthy, Gibson, Barry, Lennon, Lukaku and Naismith complete the Everton starting 11. And alongside Morales, Besic and Barkley on the bench are Kone, Osman, Alcaraz and Robles. 2 changes for Stoke from the 1-0 win against Hull on Saturday. Ireland out injured, Diouf drops to the bench. Charlie Adams starts, as does Peter Crouch up front. Our man in the middle is Mark Clattenburg from County Durham. Not done a Stoke game this season, but was in charge of Everton's 2-1 win over West Ham. We'll take that tonight. Everton in all blue are attacking the booth and end in the first half as they get this game underway. Attacking from right to left as we look.
The game.
Barry and McCarthy sends it back for Jagielka to try and release Luke Garbutt here down the left. Garbutt's just got the better of Walters and plays the ball square for Gibson. Gibson does hit it and it's straight at goalkeeper Begovic, who's low, crouching on it inside his 6-yard box.
Yeah, first Everton target from Everton comes from Darren Gibson. Good ball, diagonal ball to Luke Garbutt. Got a little bit of good fortune, controlled it, set up Gibson the edge of the box, one touch and a strike.
Tim Howard, right edge of the 18-yard box. Howard's clearance is out towards the right hand side, but only onto the head of Peters. All forward as far as Charlie Adam, who goes down, and Gareth Barry is going to serve a 2-match suspension because that is his 10th booking of the season, and that is Gareth Barry out of the next 2 Premier League games as far as Everton are concerned.
But see, if you're playing against Stoke, you know you can't allow the ball to bounce. You know, they're a physical team that's route one at times. You've got to go and meet the ball. Don't let it bounce. As soon as you let it bounce, they're going to be round you. That's what that came from. Adam got in front of him. He's pulled him down. Yellow card.
Howard defending the goal, which behind him sees a couple of thousand Evertonians occupying those seats. Ball back with Howard to clear. Up towards Lukaku. Ball breaks on the halfway line for McCarthy to lay it out to the right for Coleman. Coleman's got the better of Moses. Coleman's just outside the penalty area, now on the edge of the box, leaves it for Aaron Lennon. Lennon across the penalty area, tries to link up with Naismith. Lennon trying to pull the return ball back, but he does get a corner blocked by Stoke.
Yeah, Stoke fans are not happy. I don't know what they're not happy about. They think they should have got a goal kick, but good play. Seamus Coleman getting forward there, just looking at him limping back.
So we have a corner which Luke Garbutt has gone across to take. Can Everton make it count here with virtually bang on 15 minutes played at the Britannia? Corner, right-hand side, swung in towards Lukaku. It was whipped in with pace towards the near post, and Stoke had to be pretty vigilant to defend that. Here's Moses. Moses just trying to get the better of Coleman. Moses has got the better of him. He's inside the penalty area, tries to cut the ball back. but he got it horribly wrong and caught between his feet in the end.
So it comes again from letting the ball bounce.
We're approaching the half-hour mark then with the game goalless and neither keeper forced into anything major in terms of saves. Begovic has made one from a Gibson effort from the edge of the penalty area, but Howard not really called into any action as yet. He might be now as Moses goes across the face of the penalty area, and Howard does have to make a save and beats the ball away from the edge of his six-yard box.
Good save from Tim Howard.
Straightforward enough, but he got distance on the punch to clear. Here's Peters putting it up towards Crouch. Crouch heading down. Charlie Adam inside the penalty area, trying to get it across towards Nzonzi.
Somebody's got to go and stop the cross.
A break here for Walters on the left edge of the penalty area. He puts it back in. Crouch is there, but so is Jagielka to beat him to it and get it away. Stoke with a bit of momentum now. Ball still with the home side down the right-hand side with Bardsley. And a tussle with Naismith.
Don't foul. Don't foul.
Naismith standing his ground. Bardsley eventually wins a throw-in, says the assistant. And McCarthy's got his arms round Bardsley's neck at the moment, and this could result in a yellow card. McCarthy just trying to usher Bardsley away and put his arms round his throat temporarily.
Two Scottish teammates as well.
That's a strange one, though. It looked a little bit out of order.
Yeah.
There were three Everton players around Phil Bardsley. Well, it's incited the Stoke fans. It's Naismith who's being spoken to by referee Mark Clattenburg, along with Phil Bardsley. It looks like James McCarthy could escape any action here. Referee now. I thought he was going to go across and have a word with him, but he doesn't. Is he fortunate there, Graham?
Well, nowadays when you raise your hands, you know, you look what happens. You know, elsewhere. You just got to be careful, James McCarthy, just with Nzonzi. Trying Gareth Barry on the yellow card, he's got to be careful as well.
Will Stoke take the throw, and they'll get another one. Immediately back out of play for a Stoke throw on the right-hand side.
Too easy.
Bardsley gets it back from Adam. Drills one in towards it. Moses, who scored a flying header that beats Tim Howard in his top right-hand corner. Well, it's normally Peter Crouch we're talking about with his head, but the delivery from the right, well, Everton allowed the ball to come into the box, and it's Victor Moses, the man who's on loan from Chelsea, who rises to head home from 12 yards out to beat Tim Howard. And Stoke in front in the 32nd minute of the game.
Far too easy down the right-hand side, Stephen Naismith. It's a good header from Moses. You don't expect him to score from that far out. But it was coming out. It was coming, but schoolboy stuff. Stephen Naismith's got to do more to stop the pass. Going down the line.
Jagielka. Jagielka for Barry. Barry over the halfway line. In for McCarthy.
Get in the box.
Garbutt. Touchline left-hand side. McCarthy. McCarthy wins Everton a corner. His ball in blocked. And it's a corner on the left-hand side for Everton. Luke Garbutt will take, and Jagielka and Stones are coming forward from the back for Everton. Stoke leading 1-0. Garbutt with this left-footed delivery from the corner, headed away by Stoke as far as Gibson, who's teeing it up for a shot at goal, but it's blocked. And Stoke will try and hit Everton quickly on the break down the left-hand side at the moment. An opportunity maybe again to put something high towards the penalty area, which they do. And McCarthy has got a boot on it, but it's going to go behind for a corner. Crouch lets it run.
Look at this, a bunny sleep here.
Corner taken quickly. Moses, outside of the penalty area, has pulled it back for Nzonzi. Now Whelan. Whelan 10 yards outside the box. Everton have got men back now in numbers as Bardsley puts a high ball into the penalty area, and Howard is able to pluck that one out of the sky easily enough. To throw into Everton, taken by Luke Garbutt, received by Lukaku. Ball's back with Garbutt.
Now Barry just dinks one up towards the edge of the penalty area. Naismith has won it. Naismith skips inside of one challenge, but just wouldn't break for him to get a shot in. Breaks now for McCarthy. He lays it out to Lennon. Lennon's shot saved by the goalkeeper low down to his left. That is near post.
Yeah,
but shot on target.
Yeah, I think it took a slight deflection as well. Half chance for Everton. Just comes from the ball in the middle. Fighting for it. Get the break from McCarthy.
Well, it's a shot at goal. Aaron Lennon's effort saved by Begovic. Corner to be taken again by Everton, and again they go short. Lennon receives. Can he get it into the box? Yes, he can. Sends it deep towards Barry. Barry heads it towards goal, but it's an easy save for Begovic, and it's the last action of the first half, which ends with Everton putting the ball into the penalty area. But unfortunately, they've been unable to get the better of the Stoke defence and get the better of Asmir Begovic, who's only been called into action on a couple of occasions to save quite comfortably from Gibson and Lennon. And Everton fell behind on 32 minutes when Bardsley's delivery from the right allowed time to put the ball into the box, and it was headed home superbly by Victor Moses. And Everton, trailing as they were at the weekend, must try and come from behind, turn it around and take 3 points at what is a very difficult place to do so.
Oh, definitely. You can pick the bones out of every goal that you concede and say maybe we should have done better and done that. It was a poor goal to concede, you know, too easy down this right hand side. Bardsley just pinged the ball and Moses scored a great header, don't get me wrong, but I just think that we're not threatening enough. I think we're getting bossed in midfield in terms of they're winning things, closing things down. Everton fans trying to get behind the players as they go off here, you know, closing things down. So it's just, listen, this isn't a great Stoke side, but what they are is what we expected. You know, to be in your faces, to not let things happen. Lukaku at times is isolated, but at times he's not helping himself with the position he takes up. You know, and they're in a fight. They're in a relegation dogfight now, and they've got to roll up their sleeves and compete. I just think that Whelan and Zonzi are dictating the midfield. We can't get close enough to them. We're caught in between, I think, whether you go forward or whether you sit back and retain possession. But, you know, Naismith hasn't been in the game at all. You look at it, Lukaku in flashes. Gibson passing the ball, Lennon in flashes, so we're not doing enough to hurt them. We've had two shots at goal, comfortable saves from both there for the goalkeeper. But again, it's to me, it's been a disappointing half in terms of we're better than what we're shown. You know, I don't think we're anywhere near where we were last year in terms of performance from individuals. And I think it's going to be a really big 45 minutes again. We keep talking about it. He keeps talking about 11 cup finals. This second half, they need to get themselves back in early. You know, they can't allow Stoke to put balls in the box and they go hunting for the second one. Game's still in the grasp, don't get me wrong. We get a goal, we can go on from there, but we need to do better second half.
The Radio City Sport Everton Matchbook. Radio City Sport.
With Hampson Hughes Solicitors. Had an accident? Let them tackle your claim. HampsonHughes.com.
Welcome back inside the Britannia Stadium. We are about to get underway for the second half here. Everton trailing by a goal to nil. No changes from the Blues or from Stoke. It's as you were. And the referee, Mark Clattenburg, is about to blow his whistle.
Well, just looking at Roberto Martinez, everybody's here, no substitutions made at half-time, but he's immediately told Aruna Coney to go and get warmed up. So whether we're going to see the introduction of Coney in the first 10 minutes or whatever.
Possibly so. Immediately Stoke launch it long, straight from the kickoff virtue and win a corner. Corner right-hand side, so Everton defending immediately inside their own box. Corner which Charlie Adam will take over on that far side into the 6 yard box, away by Gibson, just off his heel really, and Stoke get it back to the halfway line and all the way back to goalkeeper Begovic.
Oh,
Begovic was closed down there by Aaron Lennon, just got the ball away. Everton have it halfway line with Naismith, surely fouled. Referee's playing an advantage, I think. McCarthy out to the left-hand side for Gareth Barry. Now Luke Garbutt in towards Naismith. Naismith corner of the box. Can't progress. And the ball is hooked high and clear by Cameron. flicked on by Walters, but Stones is there to find Gibson for Everton. Gibson into Lukaku, just can't keep hold of it. Stoke will work it forward inside the Everton half. Crouch laying it out to Moses. Moses keeping the ball for Stoke. He's got Peters to his left. Eric Peters, the Dutch defender, puts a left-footed ball into the penalty area, but no problems for Howard. It was right in front of him.
I think that's Lukaku's got to be stronger there, and it's going to be a physical battle again in the Stoke second half. But he's a big, strong lad himself, put himself about.
Here's Stones good playing ball. A ball forward. It's a good one for Lukaku. He's inside the box. He's got a shot at goal, and it's just wide of the keeper's left-hand post, and it took a deflection on the way. It's a corner, Everton.
That's better. You know, ball down the side. Well done, John Stones. Saw the run. Played him in diagonally. He was going away from the goal. And he's shot across and got a deflection.
We've played just over an hour of the game, and Everton trail by that Moses goal. And here's Osman getting a shot in on goal, blocked inside the box. Breaks for Kone. Kone on his right foot, gets a shot towards goal, and Begovic has to dive to his left to fist it away. It was on target. It was a decent effort by Aruna Kone.
Good turn from Kone. Just got it on his right foot, just worked a yard of space.
Coleman with the throw. McCarthy receives. Kone with the layoff for Osman. Osman maybe could have got a shot away there. Just tried a touch too many, but Everton have got a throw now on the right.
Yeah, tails are up.
Yeah, can bit of pressure.
Yeah.
You can hear the Everton fans now trying to urge their side on here. Gibson for Lukaku. That's an awful return ball from Lukaku. Not sure it was even intended as a return ball, and it's put Everton in trouble because Ndonzi's seen his pass deflect into the path of Diouf, and Diouf is into the penalty area. Use goal now to Vich, who's hit the post, and the rebound's put home by Diouf, and Everton are falling to defeat at the Britannia Stadium, and Everton are falling closer to the relegation zone in the Premier League. The shot from Arnautovic off the post, and the rebound gobbled up by Mame Birim Diouf for his eighth goal of the season. It's 2-0 to Stoke, and Everton are in all sorts of trouble. It's another game where they're failing to pick up points, and now with 10 games remaining, Everton are in the relegation dogfight.
Well, Phil Jagielka's having a word with Mark Clattenburg. I don't know what that's about, but it's a ball played up. Lukaku's touch is awful. Plays the ball of a sudden on a break. Get a little bit of good fortune. The ball hits inside the post and comes back to Diouf. There's a simple finish. I think Jagielka's claiming it was a barge from Diouf originally on him. But it doesn't matter what way you explain it, you're losing 2-0 and you're going to hold me nothing again. Happened far too many times.
Stoke are buoyant. Stoke are going to complete a league double over Everton. Here's Jonathan Walters looking for a third. His shot is blocked and is just about kept in play by Everton, but only cleared by Stones as far as Moses, who hits a spectacular effort, which is wide of the keeper's left-hand post in the end.
Yeah, you've probably seen the second half. They didn't deserve to lose the second goal, but that's what happens when you're down here. You know, things don't go your way, but and test you out as a player, you can lie down to it.
4 minutes of stoppage time we're playing here at the Britannia.
That's a penalty.
A penalty for Everton because McCarthy's gone down. I think the referee's given a free kick right on the edge of the box. Of Jonathan Walters is it who brought him down?
Yeah.
McCarthy was making a run into the penalty area and he was just taken out by Jonathan Walters. That's a free kick right on the edge of the box. Free kick which Luke Garbutt is over at the moment. There's a yellow card shown for Walters there. So the referee deeming that that offence took place outside the box. I think the pace that McCarthy was advancing, it probably did. There's a two-man wall being formed by Begovic. And Luke Garbutt's going to have a crack at goal here. And it's a good effort as well. And the keeper has to spring across to his left to push it behind for a corner.
Yeah, it's a comfortable save from the goalkeeper. Good, decent free kick from the youngster. It's a comfortable save from Begovic. You'd expect somebody just standing to save that.
Corner, Everton. Garbutt takes. It's gone low in towards Morales, who's got it back out to Garbutt. Garbutt just trying to keep the ball in play here, close to the corner flag. Can he win Everton another corner? A throw in, he'll have to settle for. Waiting for the referee's final whistle here. And there it is. And that whistle signals another Premier League defeat for Everton. Stoke City have completed a league double over the Blues for the first time since the 66-67 season. Everton have only managed 28 points in the Premier League in this campaign from 28 games, and that is their lowest ever points total at this stage since the 1926-27 season. Yes, believe it or not, that is the case and the scenario that Everton find themselves in here. They have won only one of their last nine away league games now. Just two wins from the last 16 in Premier League football. It's not looking rosy at all for Everton. They are certainly in the thick of a battle at the wrong end of the Premier League table. They do not play at the weekend, and that might be just the break away from the spotlight, away from the media that Everton possibly need. Next up for them, Newcastle at home a week on Sunday. How Everton will need points in that game at Goodison Park. For now, though, the inquest and the inquiries begin into this defeat at the Britannia.
Yeah, definitely. I think you look at second half performance, I think they deserve something from it. They were the only team in the front foot. They tend to take chances as you'd expect them to, and then they leave themselves open for the second goal, you know. But listen, how many times do you say this? You know, they're in a dogfight, and if they don't realise that, they've got to realise it now, you know. And coming away to Stoke, and listen, these aren't a great side, but what they are, they're committed and they're strong and they'll run and they'll tackle, you know. They'll put balls in the box. The goal we lost, the first goal we lost was criminal for me, you know. Poor defending in terms of stopping the cross coming in, but when you're down there, that's what they go against you. But you've got to dig in and work extremely hard and hope that it changes. I think second half I thought they had a real good go at it, but again, possession counts for nothing if you don't make chances, if you don't test their goalkeeper. And for all the possession we had in the second half, we didn't really test their goalkeeper. Well, Coney comes on as a shot. He's a comfortable night. He's had a comfortable night. Every time the ball went in the box, their defenders were first to it. They were hungrier to get to the ball than what we were. And I just think that, you know, Lukaku up top, you know, and I've been a big advocate of his, that we weren't giving the right service. Somebody's got to get a hold of him and say, listen, this is what we need you to do. Because at times he gets attracted to the ball from throw-ins. We need him in the box. Other people can do that. So I think certainly an improvement in the second half. Basically not good enough. You're losing 2-0 away to Stoke. You're losing games, you know, one after the other, and that doesn't build your confidence up. That just knocks it further and further down. So it's going to be a tough end of the season. And people will say, well, Leicester, Burnley, you know, are below us, QPR are below us. We've got to play Burnley, we've got to play QPR, and that ain't going to be easy with the form we're in as well. So let me tell you, if you didn't think it before, think it now. We are in a relegation dogfight. And the only way we're going to get out of it is by starting winning games. And looking at it, that doesn't look likely, because we aren't creating chances. You know, we're having a lot of possession, but we aren't creating chances in the final third. Again, he's mixed up, you know, the personnel tonight. Lennon got a shout on the right-hand side. In and out the game, you know, it was a difficult game for him. But we aren't creating chances, and man just changed it and mixed it up and left Ross Barkley and Morales. I thought Morales was off the pitch very quickly after the end there in the final whistle, but nobody's coming in to help them. They've got to help themselves. It's as simple as that. They've got to help themselves. Second half they can take a lot from it, but if I'm honest, not good enough. You want to get out that relegation scrap, you've got to scrap for every little thing you get. You've got to be more determined. You've got to be hungrier than the opposition. I thought Lukaku was bossed. by the opposition tonight. You know, it's always tough at Stoke, we know that. You've got to roll your sleeves up and just fight. It's a physical battle, that's what you do. And I just think that tonight we were overpowered, we didn't have a threat, you know, from Lukaku. I thought in the hole he was handled well. And disappointing because, again, we failed to score away from home. And if you do that, you don't win many games.
Do we need this break, Graham?
Well, we said we needed a break when we went to Qatar and we came back refreshed, and it hasn't really shown in the results, but maybe, but only time will tell, Al. But next game out, was it Newcastle?
Yeah, Newcastle at home a week on Sunday, yeah.
Which ain't going to be easy. But
well, we've got to play Dynamo Kiev first, before then.
I'm not interested in that, to be perfectly honest. I'm not interested in that. It's a bonus, but the most important thing is the Premier League. And Roberto's talking about people, these kids coming through this year. Let me tell you, if we go down, those kids he's talking about won't be here. They won't want to play in the Championship. So it's a big remaining 10 games for Everton.
Post-match.
We're not in a position that we want to be, that's clear, but there are 10 games to go, it's 30 points to fight for, and the only focus that we have is to try to get as many as we can. There have been small margins, there have been situations that we haven't had any sort of look and any sort of momentum in the league, and all we want now is to get everyone fully focused and ready to face the next 10 games, which is a challenge that we look forward to. I do believe massively with what we got in the squad. I believe immensely in what we are as a football club, and we need to make sure that we see every game as a final and an opportunity to get points and make sure that we start looking up in the table and catching teams that they are ahead of us.
The Radio City Sport Everton Matchbook. Radio City Sport.
With Hampson Hughes Solicitors, a winning team to take on your personal injury claim.